Blog Talk Radio.
Over 69% of the people living in America are living paycheck to paycheck and not enjoying life, and almost 45% of them are women. That's not loving life. Is it time to take your life to a new level of freedom and excitement? Relationships not working? Worried about job security? Does your confidence and self-esteem need a makeover? Then it's time to realize the truth, release what isn't serving you, push that reset button, and restore your power and start winning. Welcome to Sisters Loving Life. Ladies, learn to realize, release, reset, and restore your power to win. Listen in Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. and learn what it takes to get the income needed to start loving life, have better relationships, just have a wonderful time loving life. Welcome again to Sisters Loving Life. I'm your host, Pat Council, and by facing my own personal challenges, I've learned how to do life with power, and so can you. Good morning, good morning. This is Pat Council. Welcome to Sisters Loving Life. And this is the second day of the new year, 2015. How exciting is that? That we are in a new year, we get the opportunity to have a do-over, and what we didn't get done last year, we're going to make the decision. We're either going to put it on the back burner because it wasn't as important to us, or we're going to dismiss it because we no longer passionate about making that goal happen, or we're going to bring it to the forefront and we're definitely going to make it happen. Either way, it's your life and you get to decide what you want to do and how you want to do it. I want to talk a little bit about seeing the real you today. It's really important that you see the real you as you are today. This is not about criticism. This is not about you beating yourself up. This is not about you saying all the things that, talking about all the things that you really aren't. But it is about seeing what you need to see so that you can move things out of the way, so that you can make things better for you, so that you can really start being the person that you most want to become. I mean, how do you want to rebuild your life? What do you want your life to look like? Who what is your character? Who are you? Do you really understand who you are? Are you really excited about who you are as a person today? And do you have that dream life? People have stopped believing in the dream life because they don't believe it's possible. And the reality of it is, those that don't believe it's possible, you're right, it's not possible for you, because the possibilities of getting what you want and being the person that you've always wanted to be, or becoming that person, those possibilities exist within your belief system and within your value system and within your ability to not doubt that you can, in fact, have the life that you've always wanted to have. So that is really what it's all about when it comes to seeing the real you. When you can take a moment to really look at you and see the real you, you are going to become more powerful. Our ego sometimes get in the way. It blinds us. It causes us to buy into the idea that we are not the person that we want to become, or it causes us to dismiss some of the flaws that we want to take a look at. And they're flaws only because they're preventing you from becoming the person you've always wanted to be. That's the only thing that makes it a flaw. Well, the other thing would be that it's a flaw if what you're doing is actually hurting other people. So those two things can really cause some challenges, or bring about challenges that will prevent you from, first of all, seeing the real you, and secondly, from being the real you. I want to kind of wrap it up in a nutshell here for you. The real you is a person who is a powerful person, a positive person, a beautiful person, a kind person, a loving person, and a successful person. And whatever that level of success that may be, it's based on your gifts and talents. And who knows better what those gifts and talents are than you? So the object of the game is for you to really learn how do you see the real you so that you can rejuvenate your life in 2015 if that's what you need to do. And if you have a rejuvenated life, keep in mind that as human beings, we are evolutionary beings. So we're always evolving. We're always going to the next level. The minute you stop evolving, the minute you stop going to the next level, your life takes a very different turn. And you become a very different kind of person. And that's a person who's miserable, a person who's unhappy, a person who's living in everyone else's shadow, a person who's letting everyone else tell you how to think and what to do and how to be. And as a result, that's a person who's just not a satisfied person, and it's a person who isn't thriving. Well, I want to give you some questions that you can ask yourself today that will help you to really see the real you. And listen, it doesn't matter. Sometimes seeing the real you is not a pretty picture, but that's okay. Once again, it's not about beating yourself up. It is about being courageous enough to see the real you, who you are today, or I shouldn't say the real you in that respect, or see the person, that facade that you've put up that's blocking the real you. You've got to see who you're being today so that you can decide if this is who you truly want to be. Do you want to be that person who gets controlled by your significant other in a relationship? Do you want to be that person whose life is being kind of controlled by perhaps the boss on the job? Do you want to be that person who is still being controlled by your parents and you're like a major adult, okay? Do you want to be that person? Do you want to be that person who cares about what everybody thinks about you, and as a result, you back away from really thriving in life and from really doing your life on at the highest level, or living your life at the highest level? And I have a saying on my show and in my business, it's called in which I say, do life with power. So these things are what prevent you from doing life with power when you allow someone else to take control of your energy, or when you downplay your energy. So there are questions that you can ask yourself that will really reveal what's really going on in your thoughts, what's really going on in your heart, and what kind of energy you are putting out. First of all, what's your environment currently like? Is it unorganized? Is it filled with ideas and energies of lack? In other words, you're the bargain basement queen. Now, there's a difference between being frugal and saving money so that you can put that money towards something that where you feel like you're going to get a greater return. So there's a difference between that and versus the, let's say, lack and or the bargain basement, and that you're buying stuff at a bargain because you feel like you can't afford anything else. So there's a distinct difference there. The other thing is that is there confusion in your atmosphere? So what is your environment currently like? You want to answer that question. Is the air what I call thick? And thick means, is it so, let's say, unhappy, or is it filled with such tension to the point where you can't be you? You can't share or express a thought. You can't share what you feel because there's someone else there who is really kind of running your life or taking control over a portion of your environment, and to the point where they're infringing on you, the real you, who you are, who you want to be. So you want to ask yourself, what's your environment currently like? Write down the answers to that question. When you write the answers to that, the answers to what is your environment like currently like, what you're going to see is you're going to start to kind of get an expanded self-vision, okay, of your current self. In other words, how you're living, not necessarily the real you, but the current you. And in order to get to the real you, you've got to certainly move the current you out of the way. Or there are things about the current you that you may want to continue to keep in play, and that's okay too. Now, so you want to ask yourself that. The other thing is, what are my friends like? So that's another question that you can ask yourself. Are your friends selfish? Are they always wanting help? Are they whiny friends? Do they always complain about men? Or are they closed off when it comes to love? In other words, I'm never dealing with men again. I'm never getting in a relationship again. I am so done with people. Oh, my family gets on my nerves. Oh, this and that. And it's always very, very negative. Or are they barely surviving? Oh, I'm just making it by. I'm making it. I mean, oh, my goodness. Talk about low energy. Just talking about it is just, ooh, okay. Anyway, what are your friends like? You really want to write that down because your friends are a reflection of you. And the truth of the matter is that if you are attracting people who are, let's say, wealthy, then you have a wealth mentality. Does that mean that you are wealthy? Perhaps not. You may not be because you haven't reached that level where you're willing to embrace that part of who you are, so that you can, that wealth can start to manifest itself, or so that you can get the ideas that you need to bring that wealth to fruition. But make no mistake about it, the real you wants to be wealthy. So you want to take a look at what your friends are like. If all your friends are really prissy and prissy in the sense that their nails must be done, everything must be so impeccable, then that tells you a lot about you. Is that a bad thing? No. It's always good to want to look your best and be your best. But now, on the other hand, the other side to that coin is, are they friends who feel like they're so impeccable to the point where they can criticize or bash or put down other people? Now, if that's the case, then that tells you a lot about you, and you may want to take a look at your judgment meter and how you're judging others. These are things that will not serve to bring forward the real you, keeping in mind that the real you is definitely a powerful, positive, beautiful, kind, loving spirit, and who's also have the potential for wealth or to live the lifestyle that you see for yourself. You want to keep that in mind. You have the kind of strength in you that you need in order to get to where it is you want to be. If you're having challenges as a result of having difficulties on the job, believe me, it's not always the boss's fault. Here's the other thing. You have to ask yourself, why am I the only one having that problem? Now, if everyone's having that issue, all of you have, your collective consciousness have made you victims. And so the thing is that whatever kind of energies that you put out, I can assure you that if your energy is on the level of winning, that boss will probably pick with everyone but you, especially if the boss isn't in a winning mode. Or the boss is just a meanie. And either way, that's a non-winning mode. So you really want to be very honest with your environment. You want to be honest about what your friends are like. And now here's the thing. You also want to look at the characteristics of the men in your life, your father, any male that you're close with, for example, your brothers, if you have brothers, or any male, a friend on the job, or an intimate relationship. You want to look at all of that. So what are the good characteristics about the men in your life? And, yeah, you want to look at the bad characteristics too. I mean, are they smart? Are they creative? Are they reasonably successful? Whatever you consider that to be, whatever you consider that good characteristic to be, or even the unpleasant characteristics, the not-so-good ones, you want to look at both sides. But let's start with the good. List the good characteristics. Now, if you're opening your mouth and you're saying, yeah, there's really nothing good about any of the guys that I attract in my life, you know, my brothers get on my nerves, I'm with this guy that totally annoys me, and he's a bully or whatever the case may be, then you really want to take a look at you. You want to take a look at how your life is playing out or how you are allowing your life to play out, what's going on in you. Because if you see the person if you're in an intimate relationship and you see that man as a bully, that means that you're in victim mode. Because here's the thing, we stand up to bullies when we don't feel like the victim. The victim cower down to the bully. And so if you recognize that the person is the bully, now when I talk about standing up to the bully, I'm not talking about fighting and all of that. I'm talking about dismissing from your life what doesn't work, or a person who doesn't work for you, a person who puts you down, who robs you of your confidence, who makes you feel small. and who pokes holes in your self-esteem because they need to feel good about themselves. So I'm talking about these kinds of things, and at that point you have to make a conscious decision that you're going to walk away from that. And is that going to hurt your feelings? If you've been with that person for a little while, yeah, that's going to hurt your feelings. It's going to really bother you, but that's okay. The real you says, I have strength. The real you says, I'm confident. I'm courageous. I can do this. The real you says, I deserve to have the highest and best in my life. So when the real you comes to the forefront and the real you is excited about the best life, you having your best life ever, and you're allowing that to become a part of your consciousness, your thought process, and you're seeing that as opposed to seeing, oh, if only he would be better, if only he would treat me nicer, if only. Well, he isn't. Let's be real. And if he isn't, then stop being his victim. Then, you know, say to yourself, you know what? Hey, I'm changing me. I'm not going to be the victim. I'm going to take control of my life. I'm going to put my life in order. I'm going to get the things that I want for my life. And this isn't about anybody else at this point. I'm not hurting anybody else, but I'm certainly not going to let someone else hurt me. See, the real you wants the highest and best in your life. You can make 2015 your best year ever when you actually rejuvenate your life, or you do things to take your life to another level, things that will serve you and as well as serve others. I mean, and now here's the other question that you want to ask yourself. What are the good characteristics about me, and also what are my weaknesses? You want to take a look at those. Are you a procrastinator? Are you irresponsible? Are you codependent, which creates the victim mentality? Do you need higher self-esteem? Do you need to pull? Do you pull back on your talents? Are you controlling? What are you, judgmental? Are you a loudmouth who's rude? All of these. Just look at that. Are you a person who constantly plays the martyr and goes toward guilt mode? Oh, it's all your fault all the time. I mean, what kind of person are you? What are your good characteristics? Be sure to list those. I mean, are you fun? Are you funny? Are you imaginative? Are you smart? Are you creative? Open-minded? Do you have a wealth mentality? How about this? Are you one of the most organized people on the planet? Are you a critical thinker? Because you can think things through and come up with the best possible solutions to work things out. Health-oriented? Are you a reader? Are you a learner? Are you compassionate? Are you a loving person? Problem solver, resourceful? Are you a person who gets things done? And when you take a look at that, now you can decide if what areas of your life you want to walk away from, what areas of your life you want to begin to rebuild in. Because there are times when you do need to rebuild in your life and make things happen that will work in your favor. And why is that so important? It's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, you deserve to have your best life possible. Number two, it's important because not only do you deserve to have your best life possible, but you deserve to bring your talents to the forefront so you can help someone else have their best life possible, so you can be that great contributor into the lives of other people. Listen, your life is not just for you. Okay, you're not just here to satisfy you. It's not all about you. Are you selfish? You want to take a look at that. Is it all about what someone isn't doing for you, what someone isn't giving you, what someone doesn't have for you? Is it, the president of the me club? And if so, you want to take a look at those things. Understand this. If you're the president, step down. Become the president of the we club, the win club, these clubs. Because the thing is, when you start to think about other people and you take it beyond yourself, oh my goodness, your world expands. Your consciousness expands. The person that you are starts to come to the forefront. And everything that you want, you're going to get everything you want. This is what being a power lady is all about. And it's so important that we learn how to be power ladies. In this day and time, we are learning things that some of us are learning things that go contrary to what we were taught as women, to be in a man's shadow, to be that woman who cooks and cleans and takes care of the children. And but at the same time, you've got to go get a job so you can help out. So you're doing all of these things. Here, I want to kind of clean up a couple of things, and we're going to talk about this in some of the coming shows. Oh, my goodness. First of all, understand what your role really is as a woman. Why are you here on this earth? So we're going to talk about this throughout 2015, and we're just going to kind of turn the light on there. You are not meant to live in some man's shadow. Think about it. Have you ever noticed that the women who raised the man's kids and took care of the home and did everything for that man, and then at some point, once the children are grown, the man leaves? And there's the woman saying, I gave him my life. Well, you know what? You're not supposed to give someone else your life. When you get married, you're one, yes. But, see, here's the thing about one. If, in order to be a whole, okay, one constitutes a whole. So in order to be a whole, that means that two halves came together, right? So if that one half has it going on, and the other half, well, is kind of the codependent type, well, you're still at 50%. And either if it's the male or the female, you're making each other, one party is making the other party weaker because you are a drag around that person's neck. You're an anchor around that person's neck. So my point is that, yes, you may have taken care of the children and you sacrificed your life for him. And if you sacrificed your life for your husband, really, that's not why you were married. A helpmeet doesn't sacrifice their life to that extent. To sacrifice your life means to give up who you are. You're not meant to give up who you are. You're meant to step into your power. You're meant to be who each individual have their talent, male or female. And we're all meant to step into our talent. We're all meant to use our talent. We're all meant to go to that highest level and make some really great things happen in our lives. And here's the beautiful part. You can still have that amazing relationship with that man. As a matter of fact, he's going to find you more attractive. Listen, talk to some men and ask them, what do they really think? And you're going to find that successful men really want their wives to be at their highest and best. Because you know what? When you're at your highest and best, you make him sharper. You make him better. You make him take things up a notch. And he's got to keep up with you. You've got to keep up with him. Are you being competitive? No, you're not in a competition. But what's going on is iron is sharpening iron. So you guys are constantly getting better. And boy, is that sexy? Oh, yes, it is. Does it feel good? It's phenomenal. Does the relationship ever get boring? No, never. So it is important that you learn to see the real you. Because when you can bring the real you to the forefront, and don't worry about whatever losses or whatever friends you're going to lose. You know, I've lost some friends, and I tried to continue to be friends with them because I didn't want to be seen as a snob. But the reality of it is that I didn't look at the side that they didn't want to be friends with me anymore. And that was okay. Why? Because I was a constant reminder of what they weren't getting done, what they weren't doing. I was a constant reminder of success. I was a constant reminder of a person who lived that free-flowing life. I was a constant reminder of a person who was not afraid to lose, a person who was not afraid to love, a person who was not afraid to win, and they were still stuck in their basket of fear. And as a result of that, it bothered them to kind of be in my space. But guess what? That was their issue, not mine. Did I lose all of my friends? No, because I have had friends who were more successful than I was, but I had that success mentality, and those friends, we migrated towards one another. Iron sharpened iron. And as I rose up, then what happened? Those same friends, iron sharpened iron. Those same friends didn't get jealous. They upped their game because we had fun hanging out with each other, being in each other's space, and really sharpening each other to that extent. So it was really great. So the thing about it is when you start to see the real you, your life is going to start to play out on a bigger stage. And the beautiful part about your life playing out on that bigger stage is that you're going to feel that power that's in you. You're going to feel that power that brings courage and confidence, and you're not going to be afraid to be your best self. Listen, 2015, make it your best year ever. If you said, wow, 2014 was my best year ever, then as human beings, as I said, we're constantly evolving. So that means that you can make this year even better. Make your best better. So take the time to see the real you. What is your environment currently like? What are your friends like? What are the good characteristics and the not-so-good characteristics about the men in your life? what are the good characteristics and the weaknesses that exist within you? Write these things down and become aware and make some decisions about how you're going to rebuild your life or where you're going to rebuild your life. The how will present itself. If you need resources that will help you with that, I have several resources. You can go to my website at designingyourlifetoday.com, which is another show that I do. And we have sisterslovinglife.com, but we haven't put that information on that site yet. The site is being redone. But you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and check out the Power Book, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. Also, if you really need to know more questions, because these are just a few questions, because you want to question your life, you want to question you so that you can be your highest and best in life and have the best for your life. And so if you want to question yourself on that level, then get my book, Breakthrough to the Success Zone. And that book takes each part of who you are, your physical, emotional, your spiritual, and your mental self, and it allows you, there are questions that you can ask each part of who you are so that you can start to really come back at the most, on the most highest level and on a stronger level and really get to where it is you want to be. And that's the beautiful part about us as human beings. We're so resilient. We can make so many great things happen. I have another book called High Impact Power Goal Setting, High Impact Power Principles. High Impact Power Principles was my first book, and it's really kind of the, let's say, at the very basic. I wrote it when I was first starting out or first learned a lot of the rules to success. And so you can take a look. It's a workbook, and it does ask questions, but there's also some really neat stories in there. There's some inspirational poetry in there that will inspire you to bring your self-esteem to the forefront. High Impact Power Goal Setting is also a great book for those of you who need help setting the right types of goals that will move you forward, that will help you see the real you as it relates to goal achievement and putting things in order. So all of these books are very good resources. My newest book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, it talks to or speaks to all about your power, all about what you're made of, and why you are built by design to win. Sometimes we have a hard time believing that because of the self-help industry, and we think that this is just all motivational stuff that sounds good for the moment. But in life, it is about getting results. It's not just about being motivated for the moment. It's about taking your life to that next level so that you can get what you want. Also, if you need to, you want to stay inspired and get some great kind of visuals, then you can check out my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/user/ Pat Council Live. So you can check all of those things out. Hey, you guys, this has been a great show. You want to see the real you, because the real you is so powerful. Start making some great things happen in your life. Start winning. And you know what? Start doing life with power, because you are a power lady. You guys have a great day.